Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Juz 19, and today's verse is from Surah Furqan, ayah 28. Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Woe to me, I wish I had not taken that one as a friend. Wail is often translated as a very old-fashioned woe, as in W-O-E. Wail in Arabic is a way of expressing extreme frustration and disappointment. The verses before and after this one talk about the Day of Judgment and the regret expressed when the truth becomes clear. I wish I had followed the Prophet's way. Woe to me! I wish I hadn't taken so-and-so as a friend. Certainly he led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me. It is part of our human nature that we like to look up to and imitate others. Hence we have social media influencers, because the people around us or the people we follow affect the way that we think and we behave. In this ayah, Allah is warning us to be careful about who we take as our khalil, our close friend. But now we have real physical friends and virtual social media friends too. Friends we might never have met but consider ourselves so close to because we follow their every move, from what they ate for breakfast to where they shop and what they wear. If we put ourselves into this ayah, it's like we're showing regret for picking the wrong role models or looking up to the wrong people, because we realise that actually, by being influenced by them and following them, it took us away from the teachings of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, whether that be in the way that we start to dress, or the type of language that we start to use, or the things that we think are okay. If we follow or spend time with people who are doing the wrong things, even if we're not doing them, it's still harmful. Because over time, it lowers our guard. It stops us seeing the wrongdoing. Slowly, we accept it and start seeing it as normal. And the opposite is true too. Imam Ali alayhi salam paints a very vivid picture. He says, associating or spending time with the wicked leads to one becoming evil, just like the wind. When it passes a foul smell, it carries the stench with it. Companionship or being friends with the righteous leads one to acquire righteousness, just like the wind. When it passes by perfume, it carries the fragrance. To me, this verse comes as a warning to be careful of the type of people we choose to follow and choose to be our friends. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Wail, showing extreme disappointment or frustration. And khalil, meaning friend. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a frustrated expression for wail and a handshake to represent khalil. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keywords to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse and what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. Maybe this is a good chance for me to think about what type of friend I am. Am I a good influence on others, or will they regret being close to me on that day of judgment? So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.